I just wanted to say that this is not an exploitation of September 11th. I have nothing but the deepest regret and sorrow for the events that occurred, and nothing but respect for those who endured those events and the tragedy that our nation has faced. This mix predominantly deals with September 11th and the fallout. But it's not just about September 11th, it's also about the American media and the way that it treats an event of this magnitude. So please understand that when you listen. I mean no disrespect, I'm not trying to offend, I just have a different viewpoint, and I would hope that people would respect my viewpoint just as I would respect theirs. Thank you.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
Mass murder, chaos, retreat.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
Foundation of America.
It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself.
Via live telecast.
Coming live from my own funeral. Beautiful weather offered a nice shine, which is suitable for a full view of a forever altered skyline. It's times like these I freestyle biased opinions. Every other sentence my journalist ethics slip when I pass them off as objective.
Don't give me that ethical shit.
I've got exclusive explicit images to present to impressionable American kids, and it's time to show this world how big our edifice
that's
is.
That's exactly what they attacked when a typically dark-skinned Disney villain used civilians against civilians and charged the Trojan horses into our building.
Using commercial aviation as instruments of destruction.
Pregnant women couldn't protect their children. Wheelchairs were stairway obstructions. I have to backpedal from the shower of glass and metal, wondering how after it settles we'll find who provided power to radical rebels.
The melting pot seems to be calling the kettle black when it boils over, but only on our own soil. So the little boy holds a toy soldier and waits for the suit and tie to come home. We won't wait till he's older before we destroy hopes for a colder war to end.
I get a close up of his head.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half
mast. The very worst of human nature.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
The search is underway for those who are behind
Makeshift
these evil acts.
Patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
It looks just like a movie.
It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself
while the stock markets crash. The city is covered in inches of muck. I see some other pictures of victims are up. Grieving mothers are thinking their children are stuck. Leaping mothers are making decisions to jump
while holding hands
to escape the brutal heat, sometimes in groups of three. The fallout goes far beyond the toxic clouds where people look like debris. But all they saw after all was said beyond the talking heads was the bloody dust with legs looking like the walking dead calling for meds. But all the hospitals are overwhelmed. Volunteers need to go the hell home. Moments of silence for firefighters were interrupted by cell phones. Who's gonna make that call to increase an unknown death toll? The one we rally behind, he's got a megaphone promising to make heads roll. We cheer him on, but asbestos is affecting our breath control. The less we know, the more they fabricate, the easier it is to sell souls.
There is a new price on freedom, so buy into it while supplies last. Changes need to be made. We've unified over who to kill, so until I find more relevant scripture to quote, remember, our God is bigger, stronger, smarter, and much wealthier. So wave those flags with pride, especially the white part.
We're selling addictive 24-hour candlelight vigils in TVs. Freedom will be defended at the cost of civil liberties. The viewers are glued to television screens, stuck, cause lots of things seem too sick. I use opportunities to pluck heartstrings for theme music. I show you which culture to pump your fist at, yeah. Which foot is right to kiss. We don't really know who the culprit is yet, nah. But he looks like this. We know who the heroes are, they're not the xenophobes who act hard. We taught that dog to squat, how dare he do that shit in our own backyard. They happen to scar our financial state and chart our landscape. Can you count how many times so far I ran back the same damn tape while the cameraman creates news and shoves it down our throats on the West Bank with a 10-second clip put on constant loop to provoke U.S. angst. So get your tanks and load your guns and hold your sons in a family huddle, cause even if we win this tug of war and even the score, humanity struggles. There's a need of blood for what's been uncovered under the rubble. Some of them dug for answers in the mess, but the rest were looking for trouble.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
The children whose worlds have been shattered.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
For the children whose worlds have been shattered.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock.
children whose worlds have been shattered. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. Mass murder, chaos, and retreat. For the children whose worlds have been shattered. Evil. Evil, despicable acts of terror for the children whose worlds have been shattered. The foundation of America, the very worst of human nature. For the children whose worlds have been shattered. For the children whose worlds have been shattered. For the children whose worlds have been shattered.
But I think that if we're serious about the question of terror, serious about the question of violence, we have to recognize that that it is a tactical and hence moral matter. Incidentally, tactical issues are basically moral issues. They have to do with human consequences. And if we're interested in, let's say, diminishing the amount of violence in the world, it's at least arguable and perhaps even sometimes true that a terroristic act does diminish the amount of violence in the world. Hence, a person who is opposed to violence will not be opposed to that terroristic act.
It's better to have loved than not at all. And it's better to be above than about to fall. Because these nights, we closer to pre-flight. And if we fight, we can't go wrong, better be right. I don't expect you to move to every groove. I don't expect you to lose the attitude. But it's best that you show proof to pass dues. Cause those that get used and abused. And those that refuse will choose to lose. And if it's all in my head, put yourself in my shoes. My home plate is the base of the attack. I got the weight of the world on my back. I got dope fiends, they addicted to crack. I got junkies with the brand new tracks in the system that don't know the straight facts. I got power moves but can't determine where they at. And if the mob rules and the skies turn black, who's concerned if the planet's still turning? And money earned ain't for the lessons to be learning. It's cold that freezes the night and keeps burning.
So round and round it goes, and where it stops no one knows.
Chief grip so tight. Somebody give me light or body heat or do me right. I'm feeling it now. I see my face up in the crowd. The glacier prophet trying his best to hold me down. I pass the Philly round till there's nothing left. The G13 resin in my chest.
So round and round it goes, and where it stops no one knows.
I'm the ugliest version of passed down toxic capitalist rapid MC perversion. I'm America. Your bleeding heart liberal dribble gets squashed. Watching with sterilized wild patriot guided weaponry barred from the makers of devious hearts. I'm America. You bitchy little dogs don't even phase my basic policy. The bomb's smarter. My Ronald Reagan crush Carter with bare pick tactics making young men into martyrs. Come to my happy promised land, smiley face opportunity cipher and jump on the cold flow pension plan. A proletarian crushing state of the union between serpentine words and mass confusion of media control blur, advertising disillusionment. Your family will love my low rent, low life, no brain reality dagger movement. Hop over the border for amusement. Try to test the waters at the other slaughter crews pale to
you
use
up again.
It. Jesus freaks, forming corporations and young Republicans. Indelible NATO force hitting agenda pumping government. I'm loving it. Keep the people guessing who I'm running with. Control the population and hide behind sacred covenant.
Fucking with me.
Please, look for wildlife burning gasoline seeds. Standing on a magnetic third world planet with metal plates in the knees. Can't you hear the disenchanted hollow scream of Gabriel's reflective new wind instrument? a judgment plate and flap seat.
You are next, all of you. There's a revolution coming very soon.
I replace humans like robots in a GM factory. Then explore metaphors and sweatshops because the price is satisfactory. Compliance to the rise of injustice get met with apathy. Soap, clothes, hormone injected dairy products, and conservative right wing anti eroticism. The poisonous reservoirs are paralyzed in a neighborhood called botulism. Senseless, join the census. Censorship, sentence is sentence. Triple felon citizen, paid penance. Dissension against CF Ensign. Penitentiary residents, lock them up first and ask questions. Omniscient presence, my charm is the weapon. With cameras, mics, and satellites to leave privacy breathless. You don't even know the chemicals you've ingested. You're intested, beat innocent man till he confesses.
Who's America? Who's America? Who's America? Who's America?
I'm America.
Who's America?
Purchase my product or you're worthless. That's my service. Don't look into the oculars of a daylight saver. Erase a city-headed monument defacer comprising of patriot droids sent into the void with lead linings. Employed by the bureaucrats of automatic twisted rhyme timing. You're guaranteed nothing but my fat little finger that lingers 1 inch off with a big button. Let's start this. I'm sarin gas hiding your apartments. I'm stealth like a robot hidden in a fat asshole apartment. A prickly fuck like sand shark skin condoms to your parent vows on a problem. The hottest shit off sound. I'm America till infinite gestures measured to the pesticide symmetry. Invite you to cross the border, then shit on your divinity. What language is that? I'm anguish and fat tangled with a star spangled standard issue gap for crowd management. Talk loud and get it shrouded in a hot cloud of harassment by the proud force of my mental pedestrian checkers that smash and support their skulls and update the filing of dental records. You're trying to get elected, but the crowd is my paid headless. You just stepped into the spectrum of paranoid word rainbow, thinking you're sick with a silhouette. Went burn transit cop on this plane. I'm America. This is where the pain grows like poppies. In the field of dreams I pay for, I'll burn it down if operated sloppily. Copy my economic sanction rhyme style. Got your syllable scraping for rights and writing in the pre-1960 jalopy. My favorite flavor of gas is mustard. I'm fucking a blind hermaphrodite icon and convincing you that it's justice.
What? Who's America? 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 Who's America?
Treason will not be tolerated. You have been enlisted into a lifestyle that you may not change. Understand, you can't be happy and smile for the cameras, motherfuckers.
Did you sweep us far from your feet? We set in. implicit in that. Aren't you saying that you understand why America was targeted?
Do I understand? Yes, so does the U.S. intelligence services. So does all of scholarship. I mean, we can ignore it if we like, and therefore lead to further terrorist attacks, or we can try to understand. The United States has done some very good things in the world, but if we're not total hypocrites in the sense of the gospel, we will pay attention to our own crimes. For one reason, because that's elementary morality, elementary morality. For another thing, that's humanity.
Times and a good deal more about the crimes that make the front pages of our news. Friend, what can I do but sing the blues about America? All your neighbors and your friends spend their working days just wishing to make war better. A broken down policeman who cuts a little kid and fire. Have you stopped to the grocery store and watched the kid who's high? And America, he's just 2 cents or three to get that soda pop you see. And you get that hard time feeling? Why not? And you come through. And how about on a Sunday morning, the sun's up high and the day is morning and war break the stillness in the sky? All your neighbors and your friends love America and they never question why. Then you look at the USA, the folks at war, their kids at play, and looking back you see how hard they've tried to keep this country so very wrong. And somehow you've known all along the answer's here, right in your own backyard. For as long as you believe in hard times, crimes, illness, the men that hit our lives. The future of this land of ours is war. And most of us feel just that way, and that's the truth. So let us say, America is still very wrong.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. I've been in regular contact with the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, the National Security Team, and my cabinet. We have taken all appropriate security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions. We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens. Join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families. The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we can pass this test. God bless.
I'm saying this, friend. Watch your back. This is just the beginning.
With no mental stimulation, they change the constitution for your red, white, and blue friends. Exterminate nuisance, no one listens to what you said. The online is touching your head with brainwashing, with propaganda about your fearless leader who got 200 bodyguards so you can't touch them either. Bodies disappear, obviously a fear. Lobbyists can't get near shit. Everybody's spirits are under control. Computers run with the soul. Elitist defeatists, they live by the beaches. Bubble dome over the hemisphere, so you can't enter here. We live in the dumps with mutant rodents, with blood red eyes, saliva drips for opponents. Scratch your ID chip off, cause everybody own it. I envision turbulence and murder since it's an everyday occurrence. I envision turbulence and murder since it's an everyday occurrence. I envision turbulence and murder since it's an everyday occurrence. They only teach high tech in private portables that float above commoners as soon as bombing first. Advanced safety features from contact with creatures who either slave their lives away in outdated factories or maybe bounty hunters in a land of apathy. I'm Butch Cassidy style, wow, uncontained. I steal computer disk files, drink water from drains. Metal detectors check ya with reflectors in every sector while I drink electric nectar. No one believes inspectors and spooks. They just lecture the youth about having respect and coof toward the U.S. and you guessed it, the rest get in prison or incisions in their medulla. No president, we have a ruler.
You are to be inside by 9 o'clock or we will shoot ya.
Missile launchers haunt you in your nightmares. It ain't quite fair. Little tykes ain't prepared for enhanced recognition of politicians and witches.
For the good of the body, you must die.
Your citizens are disposed against their wishes. I envision turbulence and murder since it's an everyday occurrence. I envision turbulence and murder since it's an everyday occurrence. I envision turbulence and murder since it's an everyday occurrence.
was clear these guys were operating, or it was our perception anyway, that they were operating on their own. I believe the Palestinian Authority when they say that they had, you know, they were unaware of this and that they condemn it. And I think these were just some freelance guys who were angry, frustrated. I mean, I could be wrong, could be part of a larger conspiracy, but it struck us as a very small group of guys who wanted to say something.
Old, exposed them seeds. Too many tongue looking paint. Got more stretch marks than these hoes. Hollin' they got rain. See, Sega ain't in this new world. All of them experimenting in Atlanta, Georgia. United Nations overseas. Train assassins do searching scenes. Ain't knocking or asking. They're coming for niggas like me. Pro white trash like they. Tricks like her. Back in slavery. Concentration camps. Snakes with gas pipelines. Infernos out those like they had back when they don't. Hitler was living in 1945. Listen to me now, believe me later on. In the future, look at what it says in the Constitution that in the event of a race war, places like Operation Heartbreak Hotel, Woman's Tale, until that tight bit still off the spell. Them say expect no mercy. Fool, you should be my least worries. Gotta deal with W-2-10-99s or more black helicopters swoop down and try to put missiles. Who's that peeking in my window? Pow! Nobody now.
Who's that peeking in my window?
Pow! Nobody now.
Me and my family moved in our apartment complex. A gate with the serial code was put up next. They claim that this community is so drug free. But it don't look that way to me. Cause I can see the young bloods hanging out at the store. 24/7 drunk is looking for a hit of the blow. It's powerful. Oh, you know what else they trying to do? Make a curfew, especially for me and you. The traces of the new world order. Time is getting shorter. If we don't get prepared, people, it's gonna be a slaughter. My mind won't allow me to not be curious. My folk don't understand, so they don't take it serious. But every now and then, I wonder if the gate was put up to keep crime out of.
When policemen break the law, then there isn't any law. Just a fight for survival.
It's just a word, like cocksucker or Republican.
I am an anti-Christ. I am an anarchist. Don't know what.
Americanism is an unusual term. It's the kind of term that you only find in totalitarian societies.
Anarchy for the UK is coming sometime. I might be. I give a wrong time. Stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme.
Let's try posing a book on anti-Italianism and see what happens in the streets of Rome or Milan. People won't even bother laughing. Ludicrous idea. The idea of Italianism or Norwayism or something like that, it'd just be obviously ridicule. It's societies that have some kind of residue of a democratic culture inside people's heads.
Many ways to get what you want. I is the best, I is the rest. I is the enemy.
As we know it is about to change, I smell it within the air, the weather is getting strange. Drugged up, sedated, and numb from the pain. The sickness in America has spread to her brain. She is no longer fit to make good decisions. She is completely blind and void of any vision. She parties hard and she keeps her conscious mind in prison. Therefore, she's headed for the ultimate collision. While you're caught up in the belly of America, lost in the stomach of America, broken down in the bowels of America, sinking in the garbage of America, stuck in the brain of America, suffering in the body of America, lying in the wicked spirit of America, dying in the old soul of America. Miss America, you've been a very bad girl. You nearly disgraced humanity in the eyes of the world. Vanity has took you over. You're not deserving. The mirror image of your reflection is quite disturbing. She makes so many promises she couldn't keep. She neglected to mother her young so they don't sleep. They scream out for justice and then they weep. We're not to blame, Miss America. It's what you reap. The audacity of your inventions to rule us all. The tragedy of your intentions to fool us all. You should have gave into nature and to the laws. It's only a matter of time before you fall. The things you should have worked out in your first colony, took some of your own advice and your psychology. You've destroyed all morale and the ecology. I'm sorry, but I don't accept your apology. I'm caught up in the belly of America, lost in the stomach of America, broken down in the bowels of America, sinking in the garbage of America, stuck in the brain of America, suffering in the body of America, lying in the wicked spirit of America, dying in the old soul of America. Oh, Miss America, so much attractions, has yet to take responsibility for her actions. We work around within the system and make adaptions so you can let freedom ring within your factions. We caught up in the belly of America, lost in the stomach of America, broken down in the bowels of America, sinking in the garbage of America, stuck in the brain of America, suffering in the body of America, trying in the good old spirit of America, dying in the old soul of America.
But in totalitarian societies it is used, and anyhow, Americanism and anti-Americanism and un-Americanism and so on, these are concepts which go along with harmony and getting rid of those outsiders and all that kind of stuff. Another part is simply to induce hatred.
Peace, quiet, and good order will be maintained in our city to the best of our ability. Riots, melees, and disturbances of the peace are against the interest of all our people, and therefore cannot be permitted.
There's a series of fires. A lot of looting is going on. A disaster area, obviously.
The jury found that they were all not guilty.
Make it rough.
A lot of activity continues here in this command post.
Make it rough.
Gas, sporadic fires.
In a blue uniform, stick a nigga like a unicorn, make him eat the barrel, modern day Pharaoh. Now he's zipped up like leather Tuscadero. Lunch, punch, Hawaiian, lying, niggas ain't buying your story for me, tearing shit up with fire, shoot us, loot us. Now I got a laptop computer, niggas had to break you off something, give Bush a push, but your National Guard ain't hard. 2 days niggas laid in a cut, to get some respect we had to tear this motherfucker up. And a kick from Betty Crocker. Over Wettenbacher, don't buck with the black on stores, but hit the Foot Locker. Steal, motherfuck, fire, Marshall Bill. Oh, what the hell, throw the cocktail. I smell smoke, got the fuck out. Ice Cube, luck out. My nigga had a struck out, didn't get stuck out. In front of that store with the Nikes and Adidas. Oh, Jesus.
the fuck?
Take me long and me on hand, me right.
That's what they told us today. In other words, you still a slave. No matter how much money you got, you still ain't shit.
Sitting in my living room, calm and collective, feeling that gotta get my perspective. Cause what I just heard broke me in half, and half the niggas I know, plus the niggas on the road spelling. Laugh now, but cry much later. You see, when niggas get together, they get mad cause they can't fade us. Cause they will see that I can't be stopped. Cause I'm a cock, my Glock, and pop till they all drop.
Yes, in the videotape we see some of the people in the crowd throwing things at the officers.
And swinging at them as well. There was a young woman there who took a swing at an officer with some object in her hand.
How many niggas are ready to lose?
Yeah, so what you wanna do? What you wanna do?
I said, how many niggas are ready to lose?
Got myself a Uzi and my brother a 9. Business is booming, everything is cool. I pull about a G a week. Fuck school. A year goes by and I begin to grow. Not in hype, but juice and cash flow. I kick up my feet and begin to watch TV. Cause now I got other people working for me. I got a 55-inch television, you know. And every once in a while I hear just say no. Or the other commercial I love is when they say this is your brain on drugs. I pick up my remote control and just turn. Cause with that bullshit I'm not concerned. See me and my brother jump in the BM. Driving around our territory again. I stop at the light like a superstar. And automatic weapons go straight my car. I hit the accelerator scared as shit. And drove one block to find my brother was hit. He wasn't dead, but the blood was pouring. And all I could think about was Warren. Later I found that it was Rob and his crew. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know, that's why.
The cover-up.
up. Operation Orwell, more to tell, with special force spying on, well, no political law enforcement and Catholic churches, judges keep white male detergent, bugs and photons, civilians getting trapped, world diagrams, label charts, ill maps. All the drama collected from food tax goes to Washington, private corporations who stack. It's leverage, manipulate Congress to approve cause. On many weapons, drugs, funds, secret wars off. Armored vehicles, invisible aircraft, illegal controls the whole world, black.
It's a question between trust and fear, and I would say, I think, Mr. President, about all you've got going in this campaign is fear.
So you're fucking incredible. Doing everything. Wanking, spanking, fucking, cocaine, camcorders. It's like ancient Rome.
This was a very clear and open criminal conspiracy between corporate America and the shadow, which was more of a shadow than usual, and just said, you know, yeah, go ahead and violate the law.
overseer. Your hot shot, you wanna get pucks and be a savior. First show a little respect, change your behavior, change your attitude, change your plan. There could never really be justice or stolen land. Are you really for peace and equality? Or when my car's hooked up, you know you wanna follow me. Your laws are minimal, cause you won't even think about looking at the real criminal. This has got to cease, cause we be getting hyped to the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. There's a little truth. Open up your eye while you're checking out the boombox. Check the exercise. Take the word overseer like a sample. Repeat it very quickly in a proof for example. Overseer, 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 officer, 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 officer. Yeah, officer from overseer. You need a little clarity. Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is on patrol in our nation. The overseer could stop you what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you fought back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police, they have a little gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day, just so they can run the light and be upon their way.
There's no doubt that one of the major issues of 20th century history in the United States is corporate propaganda. It extends over the entertainment industry, television, a good bit of what appears in the schools, a lot of what appears in the newspapers. A huge amount of that comes straight out of the public relations industry, which was established in this country early in the century and then sort of developed mainly in the 20s and on, and has become an enormous industry. It's now spreading over the rest of the world, but it's primarily here.
This is not, however, just America's fight. And what is at stake is not just America's freedom. This is the world's fight. This is civilization's fight. This is the fight of all who believe in progress and pluralism, tolerance and freedom. We ask every nation to join us. We will ask and we will need the help of police forces, intelligence service, and banking systems around the world.
And its goal from the beginning, perfectly openly and consciously, was to control the public mind, as they put it. And the reason was that the public mind was seen as the greatest threat to corporations. That's from early in the century. Business power was strong, but it's a very free country by comparative standards, and it's hard to call on state violence. Not impossible, but hard to call upon state violence to crush people's efforts to achieve freedom and rights and justice. So therefore, it was recognized early on that it's going to be necessary to control people's minds.
Our financial institutions remain strong, and the American economy will be open for business as well.
Controlling what they think, what they feel, their attitudes toward one another.
Our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes, were in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
All sorts of mechanisms of control are going to have to be devised, which will replace the efficient use of force and violence that was available to a much greater extent earlier on, and has been, fortunately, declining uniformly, but often declining through the years, particularly here, leading to the need for other methods of control.
We saw the plane veer to the left.
and fly directly into the north side of the South Tower.
An American Airlines 767 jet was hijacked out of Boston today.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again.
It's the time to show the world we're strong. We won't be terrorized. Evil's not allowed to win when you've got heaven on your side. It's for the ones we've lost that we stand up strong today. 'Cause the flag still stands for f- and they won't take that away. And we're standing strong as Americans, where at least we know we're f- and we won't forget the ones who died on that Tuesday morning. And we're going to stand up and see it through and defend her still today. 'Cause we'll never fall when we all stand. God bless the USA.
I suppose you found it quite amusing when that boy went up there and made mockery of the national anthem. Your kind of humor.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
Everybody was screaming, everybody was running, the cops trying to maintain the calm.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادك.
Search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. We will make no distinction between the terrorist who committed these acts.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our
country.
Oh,
the next building
is another one.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be.
The entire building has just collapsed. It folded down on itself and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Not to worry, because worry is a...
What comes to, should come to mind that once when anybody mentions the word Middle East, when you mention that word, what comes to mind is oil. Right? It should come to mind. Back in the 1940s...
But I heard that people were jumping out of the building. I just got upset at the firing of people still in the building.
Did you?
Because I know it just didn't make it. I know they didn't make it.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning.
The second and last tower of the World Trade Tower has just collapsed.
By a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
So damn
high. They say that 666 is the number of the beast, but the beast has a name in the Middle East. His name is Osama. He has the cake to bring the pain. Through a colorless prism, terrorism is the game. Playing hide and go bomb it like a Middle Eastern diva. Claims it's in the name of his love for Arab people. Bin Laden been rotten since he was a teenager. With his mini displayer and his Arabian pager. Take a look at
hey, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
The jets, fueled for cross-country flights, were filled with tens of thousands of gallons of volatile fuel. They were literally flying bombs.
Oh, yes! Oh my God! Crawling in my skin.
I was in the building because I was driving a friend. I was worried for her safety. I prayed for her to be all right.
Spend all your time waiting.
The victims were in airplanes.
For that second chance.
Were in their offices.
For a break that would make it all.
Moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
I could
feel it.
Terror, disbelief. Terrible sadness.
And it's hard at the end of
and a quiet,
unyielding anger.
I need some distraction.
We must be strong.
Oh, be holy.
I heard a collective scream.
Memory seep from my
the shriek lasted for quite a long time.
And this sweet madness.
What is going on?
All this glorious sadness brings me to my
knees. In our nation's most wanted tolerance for all peoples, our enemies have found our Achilles heel.
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
Pray for the victims, pray for the missing.
From this dark world,
and the loved ones holding vigil.
And the
hope and despair.
You can hear firefighters that are still trapped, crying,
people walking around like ghosts, weeping, wandering, dazed.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom, and no one will keep that light from shining.
In the arms of the angel, some comfort here.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. 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 For you are with me.
Operations are designed to best protect the United States economy by targeting the fragile economies of the Third World, the emerging democracies of Eastern Europe, and the entire world, including the United Nations. Tonight, 28 countries, countries from five continents, Europe and Asia, Africa and the Arab League, the Secretary General of the United Nations Congress, our Secretary of State, Arab leaders and many, many other countries are standing shoulder to shoulder against our operations to drive Saddam from Iraq by force. These countries had hoped the use of force could be avoided. We will arrogantly reject all warnings. Instead, we tried to make this a dispute between Iraq and the United States of America. We will also destroy a variety of efforts to restore peace and justice. When the United States Congress prayed for peace, I prepared for war.
I'm keeping it raw, illegal like Malik and Jamal, cause I don't believe in the law, like I'm Steven Seagal, flipping off the police while I'm leaping the wall, take some Tylenol and fall asleep in the mall, got your little son, you'll be receiving the call, you're lucky this little punk still breathing it all, fuck the world, this is how I get even at y'all, pop shit, get rolled up, and leaving the ball.
I shot bacon, fuck a pagan, ain't falafel with Menach and bacon. Who the fuck is Carl Sagan? I'm a space invader, ill hieroglyphic translation navigator. Read your thoughts, make you think we chill, then I'm
flashing later. We burn the flag, I shot the devil down like we in Baghdad. His wife's the hostage, her body parts up in a grab bag. Now watch your gun blast, hole in your chest, marked for death. The president's been shot, somebody notify the press. It's all Reaganomics, welfare, weapons and drugs. The government is thugs, that's why the leader caught us slow.
Break a shadow, invisible to CIA camera angles. They got a file on every rap group. They killed the last man who had proof. They after me for information that I have too. I'm paranoid.
capitalism, socialism, live life, need learn. Struggle, war, home, drug fiends, the White House burn. Sex, pain, fear, freedom, love, young guns be shooting. Genocide, revolution, lost souls, prostituting. Project Wars, build a one verse four. Lock the door, burn the disc, now everybody hit the motherfucking floor. They busting, I'm a glutton for the shit. I'm number six on their list, next to kissing all these kids. Cause I run with Asians, Latinos and Black Fists. 5% is Caucasian, thugs who live communist. They broke in my house, planted bugs and number lamps on my couch. They after me, what? Let me find out. I'm not having it, my rap attract the service like a magnet. The best get under like private parties with no laminates. If I'ma die, I'ma die busting and struggling. I'm hustling for the people, fuck them devils and corruptions. Nothing for nothing, ain't it something how they do? They ID me due to my tattoo. I'm paranoid,
tell me. Life dealt you, the grands that killed you are them same dollar bills that could've built you. The gamble for green could mean shamble dreams or annual capital in the teens. Expand your team to a regime. See, it's all about that fat grip until your last trip to where you rip. The unprepared need to ask kick, cause what you do and don't know about your fiscal income decide your outcome in this next millennium. So I ask, who got the answer to this? Can't see and out my insides, I can't decide. I'm out for noble pride, make it happen. It's the anthem for the blue collar baller, but the hustle is defined by the dollar.
What's evolving is a de facto world government in a new imperial age. And the de facto world government is a set of shadowy institutions which serve the interests of transnational capital and financial institutions, the seven big rich countries. The IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, they get together and they're running a de facto world government.
I believe that the creators of the news hire crews to batter and abuse all the clues and keep us all confused and leery of leaving your home for the fear of the unknown. And now they've got you in the zone, believing only what they've shown until your mind is blown from the badness, sadness, madness, very little gladness until you buy protection from your fears. But how do you kill a fear? They've got you where they want you in a life that's plus and minus. You might as well use your anchor man as a security blanket and change your name to Linus. It's easy to control the populace with the amount of negativity that's fed to the metropolis. But you've got to keep it clear, too much can cause rebellion, but the right amount can cause fear. Enough to cause lack of trust, enough to cause hatred and disgust, enough to make you lust, enough to make a little kid grab the gun and bust, enough to make you leave your lover in the dust, enough to make you cuss. And if it wasn't bad enough to handle, they hit you with the 24 hour a day news channels trying to keep us all in grief with no relief. They've got you gritting your teeth and waiting for someone to beat. They giving you the foul run of it. Flaky government, here is the news. They need to put the word bad in front of it. You think that's ill? Check me. The news is a criminal's blueprint on doing crimes correctly. And good deeds go unheard of. But you hear about crime, the bad politics, and of murder. And it's hard to read into the subjects that they lead into. They bleeding you with this illness they feeding you. Until you get full from what you thought was a brand new cow, but it was the same old bull. Stop being blinded. Stop being mentally slayed with this nickel and dime shit. We don't have to be reminded, cause if you search for yourself, then the truth is where you find.
Everybody knows that the days are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and the long stem rose. Everybody knows.
Wait a minute, I'm talking about